Hello there, and welcome to module number 2 of Top Earner MLM Recruiting, Powerfully Driving and Accepting Bonuses and Commissions. Ooh, going to be a big one. First of all, yet again, I want to say thank you. Thanks for seeing value in purchasing this product. Recruiting is the most lucrative part of our business. It's rarely taught the right way. It is the process that, if left unlearned, will leave almost all other actions to go unnoticed. And this product is going to be one of the easiest and fastest for you to get a return on your money. And technology will never outdate this information. I don't care if you're, you know, using holographic cubes in the future or flying around in flying cars. Still a human being business, still a relationship business. And this will forever and always help you to recruit more people into your network marketing company. So let's go. Module one review. We talked about why you should use questions, how to use questions to ensure your success. Questioning velocity, one of the most powerful concepts in recruiting you could use. How to think like a leader. I talked about vision booking. Very, very powerful. And yet again, like we start each and every one, stop looking at what you know or what you think you know and start looking at your results. If you think that you don't need mindset training, then just look at your results and it'll tell you. It'll tell you if you do or not. There's a good chance you do. By the way, I believe if there's blood coursing through your veins, you need mindset training on a daily basis. I know I do, and I think everyone does. So let's get started. So module number 2, you're going to learn daily routines. I'm going to really hammer this. A lot of people, they just don't know what to do each day, or at least they tell themselves they don't know what to do each day. We're going to talk about that. Number 2, I'm going to talk about how to open up wounds and place them in the past. This is an advanced strategy. Okay, we're going to get a little advanced in here. Universal objection handling, money acceptance, immersion. And I'm going to talk about affirmations, very powerful. And there's going to be certain concepts in here that I just guarantee you is worth the entire cost of the whole series. And I think you're going to enjoy it. So a basic routine. And I'm talking to the person that may be trying to network and prospect and market online as well. We're not going to get fancy-majancy, but I'm going to talk a little bit about that. First of all, create one piece of content. Now, that could be just a video on YouTube. It could be a note on Facebook. It could be an article. It could be a blog, right? But create one piece of content. Maybe, and if you're doing these other actions that I'm going to describe, there's a good chance that you will do something worthy of a video, so at least shoot a video. And if you suck at video, do it anyway, okay? Do it anyway, get it out there. Here's what I guarantee you. If you create one piece of content every single day for the next 12 months, you will have people chasing you. Now, I'm not saying you'll have 100 people chasing you a day. I don't know how many, okay? But you will have people say, wow, look at this person's persistence, and you'll start showing up on Google and different areas. I really like the idea of creating a piece of content. Keep it simple. Don't go too crazy unless you know that technology. Study at least 30 minutes a day on your marketing. Study at least 15 to 30 minutes a day on your mindset. The broker you are, the more time you should spend on mindset, but let's not go overboard, okay? This is not 8 hours a day on mindset, you know, unless you're doing some kind of special seminar or event or something like that. Do your affirmations, which I'm going to talk about later today. I totally believe in meditation. I think doing 15 minutes a day is plenty. All you're doing is focus on your breathing. Just sit up, focus on your breaths, in, out, focus on them. Let your mind is going to chatter, let it chatter, and then accept it, let it go away. Focus at least 15 minutes on meditation, very powerful. And here's the big one. Here's the big one. This is the one everyone would rather avoid. You know, so far we're in Mansy Pamsy land, weren't we? This is where it gets real. Make connections with 20 people a day. Now, I notice I said connections. I didn't say pitch them. I'm not saying that in this basic routine. Make connections. Okay, so it's introducing yourself to strangers, introducing yourself to people, reacquainting yourself with people you haven't talked to in a while. You may or may not pitch them. It may or may not be the right time to pitch them. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Now, let me share my hustler routine. This is for the real deal Holyfield. This is for the person that really wants to go after it. Create 2 pieces of content every day. Could be a blog, could be a video, could be a video that you embed in a blog, could be an auto recording, could be a training. You know, if you are training your team, you better be recording, because that is valuable pieces of content you could be sharing with the rest of the world, or at least the rest of your team that didn't make it to that event or webinar, right? So do your recordings. Get 20 no's a day. Now, this is what really catapulted me. When I first started my current network marketing company, my first 6 months, I was averaging 20 no's per day. Now, first question, and I actually did a really cool and fun interview with Eric Worre, an industry leader and fellow top earner, talking about this. And so people always ask me, I talked about how my first 6 months of my network marketing company, I got 20 no's a day. And people are like, well, what's a no? Is a no once they've seen a presentation, or is a no they won't even see the presentation? A no is a no. So if I ask somebody, hey, are you open to a side project but didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? They said no. That's one. If they said yes, and then I followed up and they said, well, I watched a presentation and I don't like it, no thanks, that's two. Okay, so a no could come in different forms, but it shows that you are actually asking a question. You're asking a question and you're actually prospecting. If you're not getting no's and yeses, you're not prospecting. You're just kind of fluttering around. You're a social butterfly. Social butterflies usually don't make a lot of money. Okay, just reality for you. Spend an hour on mindset, an hour on marketing every single day. Do your meditation, do your affirmations, and study one leader a day. See what are they doing? What kind of content are they creating? How do they operate? You know, what are the different things that they do that you'd like to emulate, etc.? And focus on your vision. And I talk about that in module number 3. We'll bring that up in the next module here. All right. This is money, my friends. This is big, big money. Knowing how to open wounds. And there was someone that said to me, well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Well, you can if you salt their food. If you salt their food to make them thirsty, they're going to be forced to drink. Okay? And so we'll talk about opening wounds here, which is a really, really exciting topic. When I talk to somebody that is like a lead, or someone who has opted in, or someone who has expressed an interest, I ask them, why are you open to a home business? Folks, this is a killer question. This is a resistance killer, okay? Very, very powerful to ask this question. Number 2, what has recently changed in your life that has you open to a home business? Ooh, another fantastic question. These are resistance killers. These are, hey, you tell me why we should talk. Very, very powerful. Number 3, have you ever tried, or are you currently trying to do a home business? Now, the word try, if you notice, most mentors and gurus, they say, never use the word try. You don't try, you do. Do or do not. There is no try. Well, I'm going to suggest that you use try when you are projecting past or current or future failure. Now, this is a weird thing, okay? It's a weird thing. A little bit of psychology for you, okay? And let me tell you where I got this from. I used to be in real estate, as I talked about in Module 1. I used to be in real estate, and I would talk to for sale by owner people, and I would, you know, try to get their house. My goal to serve my investors was to get a house for as cheap as humanly possible. So there was some room for me to make some money, to help them with the transition and get it to an investor, right? And so when I would talk to somebody that was selling their house, if they were selling it for too much, I would say, listen, you know, I know you're asking $200,000. The best I can do is $125,000. Now, I know that's not what you want to hear, but, you know, that's the very best that I can do. Or you can try to work with a realtor. Now, what was I doing there? I was projecting future failure. That's what the word try does. It projects failure. If you ask somebody, hey, you want to do lunch tomorrow? And they say, yeah, I'll try. That's a projected failure. They're not going to show up to that lunch. They're just kind of blowing you off, right? So I never say to myself, I'm really going to try to hit this goal. That's projecting future failure. But when I'm talking to a prospect, anything but working directly with me is them just trying, is them failing, right? Psychology, little tweaks, my friends. It's not huge mammoth, you know, breakthroughs that are necessary to be good at recruiting and sponsoring. It's these little tweaks, fix and refine. Very powerful. Now, if you're talking to somebody that has failed in network marketing, which is a lot of people, a lot of the people I've talked to, they're existing network marketers, they've never had success, and you know, they're frustrated. I ask them, why do you think it didn't work out? This is a million-dollar question again. You just got hit with two or three million-dollar questions right here. Why do you think it didn't work out? I want to hear. They're going to feed you ammunition to bring them into your business. Believe me, works every time. So what you do, once you know their pain, if they say, well, I had a non-responsive sponsor, the comp plan sucked, the company fell apart, whatever that is, you set the pain in the past. So what I'm hearing from you is, or it looks to me like, or it feels like, in the past you experienced. Man, you are getting your money's worth right here. In the past you experienced. See, here's what most network marketers do. They rush forward without knowing the past, without knowing how to address it, without knowing how to fix it or do anything with it, right? They rush right forward and they hope for that sign up. If you took your time and asked more questions, you would know exactly, like a surgeon, where to operate. You would know where to operate, where to pinpoint the pain, set it in the past, and get them excited about the future with you. So what I'm hearing from you, or looks to me like, or it feels like. Now, why do I say them that way? Because I am a student of language and how people talk to me. Some people will talk to me very visually. Some will talk to me very auditorially. Some will talk to me very kinesthetically or feeling. Okay, I just mirror back. And we're going to talk more about mirroring and matching in a future module. I think next module. But I'm going to listen to them. Okay, if they're saying, well, you know, I never saw my sponsor around and he really didn't have vision, I couldn't see myself having success, I'm going to say, looks to me like in the past you experienced not having the right vision and not seeing the best things in your company. Is that correct? See what I mean? I hope you're catching this. Are you getting this? I'm mirroring back their style of communication. Why did you have, you know, what? Why do you think you didn't have success in the past? Well, I really felt left out. It really made me feel like I just didn't know what I was doing. Okay, so it feels like you had some problems in the past. In the past, you experienced that feeling of not being with the team. Is that correct? I mean, it's like I'm reading their mind. Listen to their language patterns. And then you're mirroring it back to them. And again, we're going to talk more about this in the future here. Now, here's where you can address their current pain. So let me guess, when you originally looked at this, you thought about the past pain that you had, but now what do you see? Oh, guys, this is big. This is big money right here. When you originally looked at this, you experienced this, but now how do you see it? Or how do you feel? Or what does it sound like? You have set the pain in the past. Now you've opened it up. You've opened up the wound. You've taken the wound. You set it in the pain in the past. Now you're opening them up to a new future. Now, here is one of my favorite things to use when I'm talking to people. And by the way, is this trickery? Is this being shady or shifty? This is being effective. And I hope you believe in your team, community, and your product and comp plan enough to do whatever it takes to get people into your company. Because that's what it's about. I can't help people not in my company. I can only help people in my company. Because that's who gets my time with masterminding and coaching, and they have a chance to really change their life. I hope you feel the same way. This is the magic wand close. Okay. Let me ask you this. If I had a magic wand and I could give you exactly what you wanted in a home-based business, what would it look like? What would you want to see? What would you want to feel? What would you want to hear? You know, what would the training be like? What exactly would be the perfect environment for you? This is like it's a magical question because it takes down their guard and it puts them in fantasy land. In fantasy land, we just say what we want. We just say what we want. We want unicorns made out of marshmallows and strawberry fields forever, right? It's what we want. We're in fantasy land. The magic wand clothes is very, very powerful. Use it. It's very powerful. Combining the solving of their pain with attaining their desire is a powerful recruiting drug. Both. You solve the pain and problem of somebody and you help them reach a desire. It's like crack cocaine right there. Very, very powerful. So what do? You solve problems and you help people attain desires. Repeat after me. I solve problems and I help people attain their desires. Powerful. Repeat their past pain and future desires and tie them to joining with you. Okay? And I'll tell you, upline, you can use your upline, just don't hype. So maybe you are just starting out, but you're working with a top earner. Use that. Use that when you're talking to people, but just don't hype, okay? Don't hype it. Ask them how serious they are. I love this question. How serious are you about solving those problems and attaining your desires? And then just take their order. Let them get into the business with you. And the reality is, if you truly want to help people, you have to recruit them. You have to. The people that you're just sloppy on and you're not bringing into your team, you're not helping them. You're just spinning your wheels. You're wasting both of your time. Recruit people to truly help them. Now let's get into some objection handling. And a lot of times I run into people who they focus on situational prospecting. Well, Ray, I ran into a guy that used to work at Home Depot. What do I say to him? Well, Ray, I ran into a financial planner. What do I say to him? Well, Ray, I ran into a realtor who's doing really well and she's really busy. What do I say to her? Okay. Stop being so focused on situational recruiting and instead learn some powerful principles to apply in all your recruiting. Do not lose your power ever. There will be people that try to take your power. Take it right back. Okay. Objection, response, even open. Love it. I'm gonna show you what I mean here in a second. And I'm going to give you some examples. So, is this a pyramid? Are you serious? Give me a break. Are you someone that is even open to making money from home? Okay. Power back. What's the pyramid question? The pyramid question is to take your power. That is what it's for. It is there to take your power. Take it back. How much are you making? Well, I'm just getting started, but I'm learning how to get leads. Just curious if you're someone that's even open to making some extra money. Throw it back in their face. Be prepared to walk away. Be okay with that. I don't have time. I've found that people will never have more time unless they find a way to make more money. Would you be open to helping that time issue, or is that something you plan on never solving? Oh, bing. That is just powerful. Let me say that again. I don't have time. I'm too busy. I've found that people will never have more time unless they find a way to make more money. Would you even be open to helping that time issue, or is that something you plan on never solving? Said another way, let me give you the greatest example of this objection I've ever seen anyone handle. We are having a home meeting at our house, and my wife and I are doing it. We had our team over. We had quite a few prospects. I don't know, 10, 12 prospects in the house. And this one guy says, I don't have time. I work 70 hours a week. My wife, without blinking, without hesitating, says, oh, God, how long you got to keep doing that? Oh, the look on his face. The look on his face was a realization that his life sucked. Who the hell wants to keep working 70 hours a week for something you don't own? A job, punching a clock. It was the perfect response. So use this. This is very, very powerful stuff. So let's talk about money acceptance. Your time is worth money. The people you give away advice to hardly ever appreciate or do anything with that advice. Get used to knowing your value and asking for money. I have a billion examples of this, but let me give you one. I was working at a county government in Collier County, Naples, Florida, and I was a project manager, or was I? No, I think at the time I was a database administrator, and I had just lost a bunch of weight, okay? And one of the guys in my team, or not in my team, but in my department, he was telling me, man, I keep wanting to lose weight, man. How'd you do it? I spent the next hour passionately describing how I parked farther away in parking lots to get a little bit more exercise, how I always took the stairs now, how I managed my calories, how I worked out, you know, cardio in the morning, how I worked out with weights at night, and how I'd lost 50 pounds. I'd lost 50 pounds. And I spent an hour just really diving into him, really wanting to help him, giving all this free advice, right? And he goes, man, that's so cool. Thank you so much. And he walks away. And then I, about 5 minutes later, I'm like, ooh, I forgot to tell him something. I forget what it was. I walk around the corner. He's in his cubicle eating Fritos, just munching away, right? Why the hell did I spend an hour giving him this advice for him to go and eat Fritos? But that's what happens with your free advice. Okay? Understand that your time is worth money. You are running a business. Network marketing is a business. Don't expect to work part-time hobby and make full-time income. Don't expect it. You know, if you're working this as a hobby, good for you. You're going to make hobby money. Okay, that's it. And how much do most hobbies make? Would that be zero? Right? Treat this like a business and that your time is money. So doing webinars, doing workshops, doing coaching, that is valuable. Recruiting becomes a lot easier when you know you are worthy and that you are valuable. So in Module 2, we learned a lot. We learned a daily routine that'll greatly help you. We learned how to open up wounds, place them in the past. We learned universal objection handling, money acceptance immersion, how to accept money, know that you are worth it, okay? And now I'm going to talk about affirmations. Now, affirmations, and I'll tell you there's two types of this. If you notice, you may see affirmations spelled with an O, you may see it with an I. My friend and author, Noah St. John, wrote a book called Secret Code of Success. And in that book, he talks about affirmations. He suggests using affirmations in the form of why. Why am I so rich? Why am I so healthy? Why am I so wealthy? Why am I so popular, etc.? And I want to tell you that as an option, because it is an option, right? You know, it's kind of like it forces your subconscious to think. Like if I say, why is the sky blue? Without helping it, your mind went to try to answer that question. Okay, so this is one style. This is not the style I use, but for some people, they prefer that style. I use the more traditional, emotionally charged, current tense affirmations, okay? So I use things like, I am so grateful and powerfully excited that I attract so many amazing people to me. I am so fired up that I am filthy rich. I am so full of gratitude that my life is so amazing. I use things like that, and every day I write these, okay? And I write them, by the way, in my vision book. See, in my vision book, I have them printed out. I talked about vision book in the last module. And that's what I do. These help to guide my subconscious, I believe. And I've written them for years and years and years. Okay, come up with yours. That's part of the homework today. But I think daily affirmations or affirmations is very powerful for you. Use whichever one fits with you. If you want Noah's book, go get it. It's Secret Code of Success. One of the best books I've ever written. It's powerful. Okay. Just because I don't use that per se doesn't mean you shouldn't. Use one or the other, but do them every single day. So here's your Module 2 homework. What training, and this is a little bit of visualizing, a little bit of visioning, what training will you hold at your new house for your team in the next 24 months? Go ahead and create a PowerPoint on what you're going to train a packed house in your new house in 24 months. But let me tell you, when I started, I was in a house that was in foreclosure. I moved to a nice house. Then I moved to a nicer house, and now we're looking to buy our dream house. We haven't done it yet, but we're saving up money, going to buy our dream house now. That's what's possible. In 2 years, you'll be shocked and amazed at what you can do when you become purposeful and you have that vision. Starting today or tomorrow, start your daily routine. Don't be ridiculous with it. Don't say, if you've never prospected a person in your life, don't say you're going to get 20 no's every day for the next, you know, year. And it probably isn't going to happen. Start off slow. Get 20 connections. Okay. You can connect with people. Work toward, you know, 5 no's, 10 no's a day. Do that. Very, very powerful. That is a non-skippable event of your daily routine. Create your affirmations with at least 5 personal statements. These are things that maybe you don't currently have in your life that you really want. Put your passion into them. Now, here's my quote. If you spend time trying to understand the actions and focus of others that do not have the lifestyle you desire, you're insane. And you have too much time on your hands. Thought you might like that one. All right. So in module number 3, we're going to talk about how to be more attractive as a marketer and leader. Matching, mirroring, pacing, and leading. We're getting into some advanced stuff, folks. Persuasion techniques and listening, leveraging techniques to generate multi-sales, and a whole lot more. We're going to have a lot of fun. So I will see you in module number 3. Bye-bye.